Now let's see what are the factors, the other factors for finalizing the destinations. These are listed here: the length of the trip, pace of the travel, the cost, and the health concerns. Now let's deal with this one by one. What do we mean by length of the trip? Now when I am traveling alone, length of the trip depends upon my own decision as to how long do I want to go to. But if I'm traveling in a group wherein the group contains, includes my family, my friends, I have to consult with everyone. I have to make sure that they all are looking for the same thing. Then I have to go ahead and plan those trips. There are many other factors which are coming. Am I okay with being away for say 5 days or 6 days or 7 days or 12 days? What is the kind of destination that is ideal for 7 days? What is the ideal for 12 days? What is ideal for more than that? All right. So I have to make sure that the destination that I'm choosing and my freedom for it, that is, can I give those many days to that destination? Do I have that kind of costing with me or that kind of budget with me? And are all the group participants okay with that? The next one is pace of the travel. What do we mean by pace of the travel? Ideally, a travel experience depends upon who is traveling. For example, there are people who might love to just go and explore a particular museum for 4 hours. There might be some other who might finish off the museum in 2 hours. It depends upon the traveler's individual preferences. Then again, there are certain people who simply want to visit a place, like most of the group tours which go, they simply hop on a bus and the bus goes around and all you see is place A, place B, place C, and the tour escort or the tour guide is continuously giving you information about place A, place B and place C. Then again, there are certain travelers who might not enjoy this experience. They actually want to visit that place, explore the place, take the feel of it and go back home. So the pace of the travel depends upon the individual's preference, that is what kind of travel experience he wants to expect. And the other one that will be there is whether I am okay with that kind of pace. Some people are okay with the fast pace of travel. Some people are not okay with it. They want more relaxed travel. So in that case, they might take 2 days at a particular city and they change the city. The other ones might be wary of, you know, packing and repacking. So they might stay at one city and do excursions to the nearby places and come back. So all the pace of the travel, meaning the speed of how the travel is taking place. So a particular person can finish Mumbai in 1 day, seeing all this, all the things that Mumbai has to offer. And then another one who wants a slow paced travel can finish off Mumbai in 3 days or 2 days time. Alright, so that is how the pace of travel is. So when we are traveling in a group of family and friends, the pace of travel should be comfortable to all. Alright, the old people might find a fast-paced travel not very convenient, not very comfortable. So care has to be taken while finalizing or taking a decision about choosing a destination. The next is the cost factor. Now if I am traveling in a group of friends, the cost has to be taken care of. That is, everyone should be okay with the cost. It has to be cost effective. It has to be inside my own budget. That is, if I am planning to have a particular amount that I am okay with to spend in a particular trip, I should take a destination like that. For example, if I am not okay with a high-end destination, I am not okay with spending a huge amount of money on my travel plans, I might stick to a place which is giving me a lesser cost. Or else there are people who want to go into extravagant luxury trips, and the others might be happy enough to go for a backpacking tour in the same country. So this cost factor plays a huge role while choosing a particular destination. It may also happen that I love the destination but it is not suiting my pocket. So what is happening is cost plays a factor here, and it plays a major factor when I am traveling with everyone else. So I have to make sure that the destination's cost is suiting everyone else. The next are the health concerns. Now here again, when we are traveling in a group, there can be activities in that particular travel itinerary. It can be either say adventure tour, wherein bungee jumping is one of the activities. There may be certain participants who are not okay with the bungee jumping. There may be certain people who do not want to do scuba diving or snorkeling, not because they don't want to do, but because it is not right for them because of certain health issues. So here again, care has to be taken that how a particular destination and the itinerary is planned and is it suitable for everyone involved in the group. So there are things apart from the activities, there are certain locations or certain destinations which might not suit for all the travelers. Let's take an example here. It is Leh and Ladakh in India. It is on a very high altitude, the climatic conditions are very harsh. So although it has the tourist appeal, you know, it is very popular in India. The you know, people always say it's the destination of a lifetime, you have to visit Leh Ladakh. But not all travelers are find it comfortable in, you know, they have certain breathing problems because of the high altitude, because of the pressure, low pressure which is there in the air. So they might have certain health issues. There are again, you know, the harsh climate which is seen in Leh Ladakh, which might not be suitable for all the travelers. So here again, care has to be taken that the destination is suiting the kind of traveler who is going there. All right, and so the itinerary or the choosing of the destination depends upon these factors. Now let us deal in detail as to one more factor that we talked about earlier, and that's the top 10 top international destinations, that is the world destinations which are there, the must sees which are there. Let's deal with some of the tour attractions which come up in this list. So here are certain travel attractions that we are going to deal with in this sessions, which are the most popular destinations of the world. These are ideally the dream destinations of almost all of the travelers in the world. Now the first that we are going to come up with is the Great Wall of China. The massive structure, the Great Wall of China, is famous for one of the most visited tourist spots in China. What one traveler can expect is going on the walks, the kind of view that it has and the massiveness of the entire structure itself is enough to attract any travelers. All right, this particular wall had been built by various dynasties across China to make sure that the entire China, the mainland, is differentiated and it has a border. It is an excellent engineering work that one can see. So that's a Great Wall of China. Indeed, it is great. There are various tourist experiences. You can experience a walk, which is a cultural walk on the on this particular wall. Then there are various spots on this wall itself, wherein there are small shelters which are built for the tourist. The next that we have is our icon, that's the Taj Mahal, India. Of course, it makes it to the list because of the romanticizing of the entire thing, the history behind it, not only the entire beauty of the monument. It is, you know, when you actually visit there, the clear crystal, you know, marble, the entire, the monument which is built in such a beautiful architecture that it has, the onion-shaped dome that it has, and along with the tour guide who gives you the tidbits about the history, the romantic history that it has with it. So clearly there it is the icon and it represents India's tourism industry here. Now what you can see in the photograph is the famous structure of El Castillo. All right, it is one of the most visited. There are many structures at that Chichen Itza site. This is the El Castillo, which is characterized with serpents. If you can see the steps which are there, they are made in such a way that at a particular astronomical event that's called the equinox, you can actually see the shadow and light effect in such a way that the serpent is, it gives a shadow effect of serpent. All right, that is the shadow shows as if the serpents are descending down from above. All right, it can also be seen in artificial light. So Chichen Itza attracts lots of tourists to Mexico. This is also coming under the UNESCO World Heritage Site. Right. The next is the Petra, Jordan. It is the city which is there attracting lots and lots of tourists for its wonderful wonderful structures which you can see over here. All right. And this is also there are rock cut temples and there are canyons. That is, there are ways through which a tourist can go. It makes up to an excellent experience because of the vivid kind of minerals which are found in those stones near to those way, you know, the way or the pathway which leads to the site. It gives very good colors to the what I should say to the kind of pathway, the rock which is showing. So it's an experience to go through those. Again, the way ways lead it in such a way that the light of the sunlight which comes is showing, or it's an experience to walk through the shadows and the you know, byways and lanes over there. So there are various camel rides which are also given. But currently what Jordan government is doing is it is making sure that there is not a lot of harm to Petra, to this particular site, because of overflow of tourists. Yes, the famous Colosseum, Rome, Italy, the iconic structure which is of course the icon of Italy over there, it is something which attracts tourists all over the place. Obviously it is one of the major what I should say engineering feat. It looks beautiful in the night lights, all right, and there are people can actually go inside and visit the entire ruins which are there. The Colosseum, it was it is supposed to be the biggest Flavian amphitheater which is there. It was famous for all the sports event or all the other things which were taking place at Colosseum in the olden days. Christ the Redeemer in Brazil. Oh, it is the modern icon of Brazil, clearly the tallest statue of Jesus Christ. Now, this overlooks, the views are great. It overlooks the forest over there, Tijuca forest, which is there. This particular statue, again, if you can go and see the making of the Redeemer, the Christ the Redeemer. And there are stories which can be seen. If you can see the hands of Christ which are there, this is this symbolizes the openness. That is, it symbolizes peace or openness or you know, embracing everyone. So this is something which is here, and obviously it has become the icon of Brazil. The next is Machu Picchu, Peru, famous for being the gold city or the lost city. There are lots of mythological stories which are in and around Machu Picchu. It is there are many references which are coming. There are sun temples over there, pagan worshippers, etc. So this also attracts lots of tourists because of its you know, historical stories around it. The Great Barrier Reef, Australia, the natural wonder, the one of its kind in Australia. This is where the Great Barrier Reef, as the name suggests, is the greatest coral reefs which are observed in the world. And it is one of the protected sites. There are many things that are put forward by Australian Tourism Board to make sure that although the tourists are coming here, but it's in a sustainable form. There are the ecology here is very sensitive. Further ahead, it attracts lots of tourists. And care has to be taken that this is the coral reefs are not harmed, so that the future generations are also can also view those. So Great Barrier Reef in Australia attracts lots of people. Angkor Wat in Cambodia. You might have seen this in Angelina Jolie's film. This is Angkor Wat, Cambodia, famous as being the biggest religious complex in the world. And also, if you have again seen a documentary on Angkor Wat, they had shown you know, the technique how this particular temple had been built. It was earlier an Hindu temple, then the Vaishnavites and the Shaivism came into being. Further ahead, there are, you know, it was covered up, then again rediscovered. It has lots of mysteries around Angkor Wat. Okay, if you go around and search how the temples were built, there were blocks of stones which were used and used in such a way that even today the structure is standing and has lots of sculptures inside. It is one of the most visited tourist sites in Cambodia. Now the next that we have is the Forbidden City in China, attracting the maximum number of tourists to China. This is the Forbidden City. There are many complexes, many structures inside the Forbidden City itself. There is the Palace Museum which is there. It is famous because of the number of years that have passed to the structure. Alright, this Forbidden City was declared as the World Heritage Site. Next is supposedly the largest complex that is there for the people. So if a traveler is visiting to Forbidden City, he can take easily 2 hours to visit all the structures and experience the architecture that is here. The next are the Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe. These are the magnificent falls which are there. Victoria Falls, it literally means smoke that thunders. Okay, and it is on Zimbabwe River. It is on the border of the two countries here. In width, it is more. It is as similar to what we have in Niagara Falls in USA. Alright, so Victoria Falls attracts lots of travelers to Zimbabwe. The next is the Acropolis in Parthenon, Greece. Now, Greece is known for its ruins. Greece is known for its rich history and the structures and the architecture that we can see. This is the Acropolis tourist center, wherein we have lots of ruins. So, tourists you can see are always going there and exploring on themselves, exploring or by themselves the architectural structures in Greece. So Greece basically attracts tourists because of such structures which are there. The pyramids of Giza, Egypt. Now these are of course icons which are known worldwide. We have at the site of Giza there are three major pyramids. They are the huge size of it. One is the biggest one, then the medium size, and the third. All right, and this is the site wherein the royals were buried. There are other burial sites of other kings and queens which are in and around. Then we have the Sphinx which is there at Giza. Now earlier the tourists were allowed to actually, you know, it was one of the experience to experience the Giza pyramids. That is, you can actually climb on the pyramids, but because of safety issues now and so as to protect the pyramids itself from any harm, it is forbidden. So what one can do is just go there and see how massively such constructions were made. You can also, you know, the tourist guides which give you the information, they can tell you how many stones were used, and all this at a time when machinery or you know, huge equipments were not present. The next is the Serengeti migration in Tanzania, one of the natural wonders of the world. The Serengeti migration in Tanzania is the greatest migration event in the world. What it does is ruled by the grazing period. That is because of the seasonal variations. One part of Tanzania has good grazing grounds than the other. So the migratory animals, the animals actually migrate from one place to another, one part to another. And this is something which is worth seeing for. It's an experience worth seeing for. There were many documentaries online which you can research on Serengeti migration. And as far as tourist attractions are concerned, there are various tour operators who have marketed balloon rides. That is, one can go up in a balloon, red basket balloons, and see this particular migrations from the top. So this is something which was advertised. The next is the Louvre Museum, France. Obviously, it is one of the most famous museums in the world. It houses paintings, it houses sculptures, architects. It is famous for its The Renaissance, which has taken place at that time. Mona Lisa is the painting which is here. And if you one is of a true art lover, you can actually spend an entire day in the museum and it still won't be finished. So Louvre Museum is clearly one of the things that has to be in must sees. The next that we have is the Mount Everest, the tallest mountain of the world, and it is straddled in between China and Nepal. So anyone who has to visit Mount Everest, visit in the sense the Everest base camp, which is supposed to be the place to be for every mountaineer, every ambitious mountaineer here. So if you want to visit there, Nepal is the country which you have to go to. So Nepal has lots of trekkers who come to Nepal with the ambition of going to Everest Base Camp. So that's a magnificent Mount Everest which is here. Next are the Matterhorn Alps in Europe. Now the famous Alp mountains in Europe. It is this is the site which Austria is the country. It has 8 other countries which are involved within the Alpine regions. The Great Alps are magnificent. These are the huge mountain ranges which are formed because of the tectonic plate movements, wherein Europe and Asia continents had collided, and that's how the formation of Alps had taken place. So this huge Alps ranges form the tourist attractions. All right, there are especially the Matterhorn. There is a cable car. It has the vividity or the special feature of being the tallest cable car in the world, Matterhorn. All right, and giving you the best of the views. It's the station which is there. There is again Jungfrau in Switzerland, which will give you great Alps to be seen. Then again, if earlier said, we were talking about the movie locations. So Austria had come up in recently with a marketing strategy wherein they started marketing Austria as the place where Sound of Music is. So this is in relation with the movie Sound of Music, which had the background of Austrian Alps here. So there are such places which are advertised with respect to the movie Sound of Music. So here the best thing to see are taking the cable car ride, which is famous here, and going to the Jungfrau. There is a tunnel which is in one of the glaciers at Jungfrau. So that is one of the travel experience which one can experience in European continent. The next is the Kremlin in Russia. The Kremlin is a part of a fortress city in Moscow in Russia. It has lots of different structures and monuments one can visit. One can see the architecture of that. There are huge garden spaces wherein there are certain official residences, etc., which are here. So it is historic importance which is there in Kremlin, Moscow, Russia. The next is our own Kashmir Valley in India, known as the paradise on earth. There are many writers who have actually written lots of things in Kashmir about Kashmir Valley. The scenic beauty, the climate, everything has been compared to Florida in USA or to the European countries, etc. So Kashmir Valley attracts lots of tourists to India. The pristine beauty that Kashmir has to offer with the background of Himalayas is breathtaking. So that's Kashmir with the experience of the different kind of culture which Kashmir has. The Dal Lake, the Nagin Lake, the houseboats which are there. All of them add up to the tourist experience. Swami Narayan Temple, London. Now this is the temple which has which was advertised as being the biggest Hindu temple out of India. So this is Swami Narayan Temple in London. It is one of the temple which attracts lots of tourists in London. It is a must see over here. So that is one. The next is the Golden Temple, Amritsar, India, the holiest shrine for the Sikhs across the world. The Golden Temple in Amritsar attracts not only the Sikhs but all the people from all the faiths to come here. What you can see is the main shrine, which is gold plated from outside. The structure is built in such a way that it has four doorways or the paths which lead inside. With the way it is built is because it has to it propagates an idea that people from all faith, all walks of life are welcomed and all are equal. It also houses the Granth over here, and it has certain rules. Of course, the tourist has to maintain decorum, and they have to cover their head with this respect. So this is the Golden Temple, Amritsar in India. It is also famous for its langar, that is the lunch which is offered. It is said that in on a daily basis there are almost 10,000 people who are visiting here. The Leaning Tower of Pisa, the architecture of it, and famous for being mistakenly leaning. All right, there are many stories with it. This is one of the structure which has went by mistake leaning. Okay, the reasons behind this Leaning Tower of Pisa is said to be the soft soil foundation which is there underneath. So it was seen that the tower was leaning, okay, and there are things which are there are many measures which are taken by the government to stop the leaning of it. So as of now, as far as there are many engineers and technicians who were consulted, so that the leaning of the tower is stopped. Today, the tourists are not allowed inside the tower because of safety issues, but clearly it is a magnificent building. It is also said that during the war times, it was saved from getting destroyed because of the beauty of the structure itself. So nobody destroyed the tower because of the sheer beauty that it portrays. So that's Leaning Tower of Pisa, Italy. Venice, Italy, the Canal City, clearly one of the most romantic cities of the world. The tourist can take a gondola ride. There are various canals, waterways, small bridges from underneath you can go. There are many iconic buildings in and around, and it is one of the cities which you need to go to at least once in life. So it is one of the cities which make up to lots of travelers to see list.